Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
Let's talk about Mother's Day gifts. I actually don't like to get them because they're usually, in my kids' case, they were not homemade. They were last-minute bought. So I actually got the best Mother's Day gift ever. I got to go down to New York, and my kids took me out to a Broadway show for Mother's Day.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, right?
Talk about raising the bar.
Well, it was a combined, you know, holiday gift and Mother's Day, and I wanted to go to New York. So, you know, I mean, trust me, I had to fly down there. I mean, but I love going to Broadway, and most important, I love that my kids love to go.
Yeah.
So to me, the greatest Mother's Day gift is that they like what I like, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
what
nice,
show
yeah.
was it?
Well, I picked it, and it was kind of a play called Life of Pi. Do you remember the movie?
Yes.
With the Indian boy and the tiger.
Yes.
And the shipwreck. It's kind of ironic taking your Mother's Day at mother to a show where the mother gets eaten by a tiger, but you know, I mean. I didn't know it was going to be that dark. But for Mother's Day, I always give. I'm on the board of an organization I'm so proud of called JWI, Jewish Women International. And we are known for our Mother's Day project, sending cards to women all over the country and women in shelters and making a difference for women who are in domestic survival shelters. Mm-hmm. And we help them, and it raises money for all of our programs, which grow their financial literacy and their leadership so that they can get on their own two feet. So I highly recommend that you look at JWI.org and consider sending a Mother's Day card that makes a difference for mothers. To me, that is the best Mother's Day gift I can give and I can get.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.